Gemara says specifically if a person finds money, in general it's impossible. General just finding money there for the field, there's no way to give a simon. You don't have makom as a simon, you don't have a minyan as a simon because the person it fell, so he doesn't know exactly how much fell, etc. So there's no simon on it. The only issue you have is Yish Lamidas. Maybe he's not aware that he dropped it. So the Mora says a person is also the mashmash piece of the whole shaw. The general person is aware of where his money is. The Marsha and others in the Shuba say that amount of money applies to any amount of money. Whereas the point being money is important to you, so you're aware of it. But maybe it's only large sums of money. The Marsha says, well, the Mora does not differentiate any amount of money. So we can assume any amount of money that you find, the owner has dropped it, he's aware of the fact that he has dropped it. Asher B'Yashur Shlita actually disagrees with that and says it's only a significant sum. You know, it says $10 and up, something of that sort, where that person's aware of that sum of money. But other than that, you can't assume automatically that he knows about it. But most persons say that that's not correct. Any amount of money, we can assume the person is aware that he dropped it, and since he dropped it, he has no way to claim it. So therefore, if you find it, you'd be allowed to keep it. If somebody comes afterwards and says that he dropped this amount of money, the Seamish says, then you can announce it if you want to announce it and want to do this and giving it back. The issue of simonim is much less because since Mikra, then you're allowed to keep it. So the person comes and claims and you believe that he's probably saying the truth. You're allowed to give it to him. So you do not need simonim in that situation. He says, I know I lost $20 over here. I say, okay, probably, maybe somebody else's. Okay, so Mikra, then it's mine. Now I do whatever I want with it. There's not a problem giving it to somebody else. You do not need simonim. If a person comes and claims he recognizes the money, Tamar Chochem says he recognizes the money again, you may share it with to be assigned. Question being, let's say I find it inside of a shul, a house, a store, who is it? It's not the person who lost it, it's not his anymore, he's Miyayich. So maybe there's a Kenyan Chotzer, maybe it belongs to the shul, maybe it belongs to the store, maybe it belongs to the house where I found it, the person who owns the house where I found the money. So we pass in the Magen Rabbah pass in that there's no kinyan chatzer by a shul. There's no kinyan chatzer by a shul, so the shul is not kinyan chatzer, but the person who finds it can keep it. You find it in the store, or a Jewish store, Jewish owned store, you walk in the store, you find some money on the ground. So the law says that chatzer is not kinyan for that person, Tosfos says, the Rosh says, because the owner of the store doesn't expect, it's not considered safe for him, that area. It's not Mishtameris, but the Zaitoi, because people are walking in and out constantly. So anybody can take it. So it's not considered safe for him. He's not kind of. The person who finds it could keep it. You find in somebody's house, unless it's a house which is constantly having Yonim there, you know, Shtibol, that type of situation, if it's a private house, then the cost would be kinder for the owner of the home, and he would get to keep it. So you would have to point it out to him. Let's see if you find money in a machine. So the same idea would apply. The money which is lost in a machine, Mikra Din, it's the person who lost it, is the eyes on it, etc. It's not kinder for the owner of the machine because it's not a safe place for him. There's people constantly going in and out. So Mikra Din, you could keep it. What's interesting to think about is potentially there is the Seamish Earth that didn't return it to the owner of the machine because eventually the person who lost it might go into the owner of the machine and say, he wants his money back. So you're helping the owner of the machine not have a loss by giving it back to him. You're helping the Kliyot Sittu. If you find a small sum of money, some people have a minute, they put it in a pushka. What's the difference behind putting it in a pushka? So the Pishkei Chorshin suggests that it's a form of Ashav. If you put it in the shame, the person who dropped it, so it's in Shemaim, he gets that scar. So you've done a Ashav to him, in a certain sense. You've given them the money back by putting it in the pushka for him. So he got the scar of using that money into the pushka. If you find money which is placed down and you see there's a sum there, then there would be a simin in makom or in minyan, so then there would be a din of hashavas aveda on that amount of money. Unless you assume that the person was miyayish, not a safe place, and the person would be miyayish on it, and then you would not have a key to return it. Have a good morning.